to point the finger. Things I find outrageous. Well, I wonder who I'll point at when I read my life on pages. When I played my final number, you know it really won't take long to realize I sang a hypocrite song.
Good morning, boys and girls. The insanity is spreading. Yeah, the chaos factor is in high gear and everything's working out fine. Do you notice how crazy it's getting? I watched about 10 minutes of that debate last night and I turned the TV off and went screaming into the backyard. I can't take it anymore. I can't take it anymore. Trump is washing out. He looked bad last night. His hair didn't look golden to me on my TV, on my colored TV. His hair looked like it turned white overnight. How dare those find out that I said things like that years ago? Man, I'll tell you, so the hypocrisy in this country has reached a fever pitch, almost as bad as the Salem witch trials. If you've said anything that other people seem off color, even 20 years ago, they can dig it up. They're going to use it. Everybody's got that kind of shit in the background. Maybe not the same verbiage or that, but... This is the way teenagers talk. This is the way a lot of young adult guys talk all the time. I don't particularly promote it, but I sure as hell am not going to go crazy about it if somebody talks like that. Yeah, but this has gotten out of hand, boys and girls. My new sign up on my public service announcement fence is two words, lurid word, lurid word. I was standing out there changing that sign this morning, and this hot blonde pulled up and said, "Hi." I said, "Hi." She said, "I love your sign." She was in a new Lincoln, all decked out. She said, "I read your sign every day. Every time you change it, I'm reading it." I said, "Well, thank you, ma'am," and she went off. So the word lurid didn't bother her, I guess. Yeah, we got pedophiles all over the churches. If you watch these crime shows, you'll see, the real crime stuff. Guys and gals are killing themselves all the time in these churches. Guys are having, and gals are having affairs all over the place. They murder people, everything else. That would seem a little hypocritical to me to jump on old Donald. I know he makes a lot of mistakes and screws up. He really pisses me off. But as far as being hypocritical, he's not. He shouldn't be. Nobody should be hypocritical. The most hypocritical country in the world is America, United States. Yeah. Don't you think there's something hypocritical about talking about love, peace, and love to children and all that stuff while we're bombing countries all over the world, or at least most of the world, bombing little kids, bombing hospitals and everything, and these guys want to talk about morality? Morality? These guys want to talk about morality? And these bombing from the air deals, drone killing people, bombed a funeral procession the other day for 150 people they killed. And they want to talk about morality? Oh, Jesus Christ. It's enough to gag a maggot, as I usually say. And now they're going on and on about kids bullying in school. Well, I mentioned to my gal, I said, "Look, if they try to squelch normal bullying in school, what's going to happen? The kids are going to design even more cruel things than bullying. It's one thing to be punched in the nose, and another thing that they can dream up some really bizarre thing to cause you to run out and commit suicide." And a lot of kids have committed suicide, not because they were bullied. So watch out what you wish for. You may get something a lot worse. And the United States military-industrial complex is the biggest bully in the world, the biggest bully that's ever been. I mean, they're threatening you with atomic bombs and trying to get in fights with the Russians. They're going all over the world bullying people. But don't do it on a schoolyard. Well, where do you think the kids learn this stuff as they grow up? It's okay to bully. It's okay to run your Air Force over another country and drop hundreds of thousands of bombs on them. That's not bullying. That's defense. You know, they used to call it the War Department, which is honest. We got a War Department. If you don't watch out, we'll wage war on you. But now it's the Defense Department. It's always defense. It's never attack. We never do things like that. We only defend. We occupy countries all over the world. But it's just defense. It's just defense. Well, let's see what one lone wolf seems to be doing. Headlines: veteran posts signs at colleges telling whites to be great again. Armed with slick signs, smooth talk, and good looks, Nathan D'Amigo isn't easy to caricature as a racist. Critics say that's exactly why he's dangerous. How can you caricature anybody as a racist by looking at them? Unless they got a Klan t-shirt on. Nathan D'Amigo doesn't need an M16 anymore. For the Marine vet who served two tours in Iraq, the copy machine is now his weapon. Whoa. Instead of bullets, it fires out slick poster-sized images of Apollo, Hercules, and Caesar, all stamped with loud white letters that reads, "Let's become great again. Our destiny is ours. Protect our heritage. Serve your people. And our future belongs to us." Hmm. The targets are college campuses. D'Amigo's war is for white survival. So far, it looks good to me. Quote, this is about finding a way for us to have a future for our own people, he told the Daily Beast. That's not the right people to talk to, but that's okay. D'Amigo, an undergraduate student at California State University, Stanislaus, founded the exclusive fraternity called Identity Europe, which says it stands for Awakening Europeans. Well, let's awake white Americans, along with Europeans, who resist our dispossession of their white identity. To become a member, you must be 18, of good moral character. Well, Donald Trump couldn't get in there, I guess. Not overweight, hey, that's a good thing. And no facial or neck tattoos or piercings. Well, that's good. I like that idea. People have been conditioned their whole lives, he says. They've been enculturated to believe that anyone with our views is some uneducated redneck living in the bayou somewhere, unquote. Well, you should say redneck in a derogatory manner because that's a working class term of the white Irish who work the fields down there in the South, I think in the Carolinas, Georgia, where they had that red clay got up on their neck, and that's how they got called rednecks. That's what I hear. So redneck is a white working class term, so somebody's got to straighten him out on that. D'Amigo doesn't look like your stereotypical white nationalist. Now, isn't that pretty racist and bigoted by the left? When we do it, we're horrible. He's handsome, clean-shaven, and combed hair and sports-collared shirts. A hair-lipped Mark Potok, a senior fellow, whatever that means, at the Southern Millionaires Law Center, isn't charmed. Well, he wouldn't be by any good-looking Aryan guy or anybody's talking about helping the white race survive. Quote, Identity Europa is merely the latest iteration of white supremacist movement, he told the Daily Beast. So what, Daily Beast? So what? Although you might think, based on their propaganda, that they're all about Pluto and Aristotle and Socrates. In fact, they're merely a gussied-up version of the Klan. Mark, you're such an idiot. Don't you realize you're never going to defeat racism? You're never going to defeat it. Even if they trim us down to a smaller population, you're not going to get rid of us. And we're going to become more dangerous as time goes on. I'll guarantee you that. Their group is dangerous, though in that it's making a concerted effort to reach out to university students under the guise of a thoughtful political movement, unquote. Morris Dees and those guys are funny. They're so fucking funny. I haven't taken those people seriously for a long time. They do make me laugh, however. In September, D'Amigo announced Project Siege, which involved encouraging his fellow alt-right comrades. Now, you have no proof at all he's even involved in the alt-right, to show teachers whom he calls charlatans what they're omitting from their lectures and textbooks. Quote, that is creating this false anti-white narrative. Well, that's what they do. How can you argue with that? Mark Hairlip Botok and Morris, I tried to make my own daughter, Dees. D'Amigo described Identity Europa's role as serving as a magnet to attract high-quality individuals from doctors to lawyers to economists to our fraternity, and said its lofty aims are to create an alternative social network that will act as a fifth column over time, shifting the edifice of our political establishment to encompass our interests. Unquote. Well, I hope that works out for you. But trying to recruit from the top down just hasn't gone very far. Because once they get the money and get the reputation, they're even more cowardly than when they don't. National Alliance was a perfect example. Dr. Pierce was trying to recruit way up into the high-flying society, but he never got very far. And he had sort of a disdain for the working class type, too. Yes, he did, I know. I know he did. Once our network is large enough, the threat of being outed or coming out as pro-white closet will be minimized. Well, he's got a lot to learn. They're going to go after him with everything they got. Anti-white intimidation will become near impossible. From there, the future will be ours. Well, that's an oversimplification of what you're facing, man, because it's going to be blood, sweat, and tears, not intellectual. This will not be an intellectual war. It'll be blood war. And you don't have to be You certainly don't have to be an intellectual to fight a blood war if you can pull a trigger or come up with some interesting projects. You can definitely be acceptable. And that could mean one day expanding to other countries. Well, there may be other countries expand to here, because there are other places in the world that are more racist than most of the places here. Once the group obtains a foothold in the U.S., which Tommy says is going to be your first great big problem, and graduates from the soft sell flyers and posters to confront the faculty head on through civil disobedience. They'll trim you out there, boys. Stick your head out there. They're going to chop it off. He has aimed his ire at universities because they have taken the place of churches once occupied as society's moral authority. You're absolutely right there. I agree with you. Get out of the churches and straighten out and purge the universities. They're nothing but thought control centers for our enemies. 19-year-old Gabriel Wilson, a National Guardsman, is a former member of Identity Europa. Wilson last month chalked support for Donald Trump on a sidewalk at Bethany College in Lindsborg, Kansas, writing Trump 2016 and MAGA, short for Trump's slogan, Make America Great Again. But he says another unnamed individual chalked the messages like Make Lindsborg White Again and purportedly drew the profile of a dead body with Rest in Peace, My Friend, beside it and a heart drawing. Let's see here. Wait a minute. I don't condone it. It was dumb, he said. So what? Are you kidding? It's nothing. It was taking internet trolling into the real world is what the guy was doing, and he was just trying to rustle some people's jimmies, unquote. Whatever that means. What's your jimmy? But then Wilson's affiliation as a state coordinator with the Kansas chapter of Identity Europa became public. Wilson said he lasted 3 months. Boy, these people, these young guys today, they're never going to make it. They're never going to make it. They don't have any staying power. The aesthetics were good. The messaging was good, Wilson said of what initially drew him to the movement, but Identity Europa is a secular movement that didn't work on the deeply religious teen. He was already infected with the Jesus virus. I'm an advocate of what I would consider to be traditionalism, whatever the hell that is, and come from a pro-Christendom perspective. Well, Christendom is Jewish, so that's where it's at. I thought perhaps that outlet would be Identity Europa, but it turns out it wasn't, whatever that means. Also mentioned is that D'Amigo was dishonorably discharged by the military after he had chased down and robbed a cab driver at gunpoint for looking Iraqi. Well, a little overreaction, but I would not condemn it at all. And you're lucky to get out of the military. Anybody who goes into the military now is insane. There was a time when I thought we could use the military somewhat, but that day has passed. The incident occurred back in 2007 during a dark period for Domingo when he was on leave and psychologically checked out when he was wandering the streets of San Diego. Too bad he wasn't there when I was there. I'd have set him straight on some of this stuff. It was a couple of days after the anniversary of one of my friends who died over there in Iraq. The anniversary of his death in Iraq, he said. Domingo says he was having a flashback when he raised a loaded pistol at the Arab cabbie, thinking he was stopping him at an Iraqi checkpoint. PTSD, of course. His mother said her son had been experiencing traumatic episode. It wasn't until he was on the ground in handcuffs that he realized it was a nightmare, that this had been real, she said while appearing on HBO post-traumatic stress disorder documentary War Torn. I freaked out on a dude that night, he said, barely recalling his explosive behavior during a night binge of drinking. I didn't hit him or anything like that, but I flipped out. I didn't realize where I was. In the dock, Domingo was recorded returning home by a local Bay Area TV news crew. His segment lasted fast forwards to the last hours before he's in a criminal court getting sentenced to 6 years in state prison just for waving a gun at a taxi cab driver. 6 years? This fucking guy's... As a convict, Domingo was moved around to various prisons due to California's overcrowding conditions and managed to dodge a bloody race riot in an Oklahoma lockup. I watched other people sitting there doing heroin and playing cards while I sat there and read all day and educated myself, he said. It was a blessing in disguise. That's how I took it, Domingo acknowledged. I was given something that I didn't realize at the time that was actually a gift. It allowed me for the first time in my life to slow down and stop and contemplate the world and my place in it. Uh-oh, here we go. He credits David Duke's book, My Awakening, with opening his eyes to a full-scale culture war against the European people. Say white people. Don't say European people. That throws people off. And says Identity Europa was inspired by the European far right. Well, I think you should have moved a little bit to the left like original National Socialism. You got to get out of this right-wing bullshit. Founded 10 years ago, a group called itself Generation Identitaire seems to be thriving in France. Thriving? I don't see anything in the right-wing thriving in France except bullshit. And Domingo cottoned onto his stylized philosophy. I was very much inspired by the identitarian movement that's occurring in Europe right now. Well, what the hell are they doing? Except we're going to run for office and we'll become a powerful political party and then we'll take over. Bullshit. It's not going to happen that way. It'll happen more like the Red Army faction. One of the GI's pledges is to lead its youth on a march to reconquest and go to war against anyone who wants to take away our roots and make us forget who we are. Domingo's identity, Europa, boasts its own call to arms. We oppose those who would defame our history and rich cultural heritage. Well, you got to be honest about our history in this country. It's not always something to be proud of. And we screwed up along the way by not deporting all the black slaves after they were freed and all that kind of stuff. And all of this stuff about the founding fathers, you got to read more about it. See, that's the right wing. They muddy the water all the time. We could have more dialogue with people of other races if we would get rid of a lot of the myth. The Marine admitted he needed a place to ply his trade. He got his dry run by teaming up with fellow Marine called Angelo John Gage to lead the now-defunct National Youth Front. National Youth Front. That's from a long time ago. I knew the guy that ran that. In its heyday, the NFP was a youth wing of the American Freedom Party, a radical group championing white nationalism. Its chairman, William Johnson, tapped the NFP as a feeder apparatus for his organization. This guy is not William Johnson. He's Daniel Johnson. He was out there on the West Coast when I was. I've been around him many times. His claim to fame is selling American real estate to the Japanese back in the 80s. And he is not a fighter at all. He's a wimp. And a hardcore, what do you call him? Also, this William Johnson, who went by the name of Daniel Johnson when I knew him, poured a certain amount of money into the right wing, which kept him in a pretty good position for a while. He's still around. He's a hardcore Mormon. Don't ever talk to him about getting away from religion. He'll never leave it. The end goal of recruitment is to make them NYF members, nationalists, and racially conscious, Johnson said. I wish I had time to talk to you about the nonsense that Johnson put out. D'Amigo moved on by establishing Identity Europa, which is flourishing. We're growing fast, he said. Well, I've been looking all over for it. I don't see any evidence of it. We have a lot of members, but I don't like divulging numbers. And that's the same line that the Klan and everybody else uses. Why don't they just come out and say, we don't have many people. We have our conventions in a phone booth, but we're working on it. Or why don't they come out and say, we're lone wolves. We don't have to have an organization. In August, though, D'Amigo said he was inundated with 100 applications in 30 days, proudly quipping, the market is ripe. Well, charge the barricade. We got 100 members. He'd be better off not even to say how many members he's got. Make them all lone wolves, and you don't have to talk about your numbers. It doesn't make any difference about your numbers, because one lone wolf can raise holy hell. You don't need a bunch of guys, somebody holding your hand. But he's battling haters. On the activist website, it's going down. No CARA, which plastered Cal State Stanislaus with flyers last week, also dumped online a dossier titled Nathan D'Amigo Exposed. Identity Europa leader operating out of CSU Stanislaus, unquote. The piece detailed where D'Amigo likes to park and which buildings he attends classes in and employing readers to tear down Identity European posters because they make great kindling. Jeez, they're not even off the ground and these guys are all fighting each other, see? That's why lone wolf works. These bullshit organizations don't. For now, no CARA member Jared Taylor called D'Amigo a white supremacist. Of course he's a white supremacist. Aren't all pro-white people really down deep white supremacists? Jared Taylor, he's another guy that's played the game over the years. I guess he takes in a little money, though. Who is just, says D'Amigo is just another white supremacist. Now, why would Jared Taylor try to insult, use as an insult that the guy is a white supremacist? That leads you to ask a lot of questions about Jared Taylor, who is just another suit and tie. What's wrong with that, Taylor? Neo-Nazi, who likes the rest of the alt-right, is relying on half-baked science and genetics, not just fascist politics. Oh, jeez. The right-wingers are so fucked up. They are truly a fucked-up bunch. Taylor believes D'Amigo deserves to be lumped with the rest who demean black people. You mean like calling them niggers? As being predisposed to crime and follow a flimsy construct, quote, that down to genes, people of different races have different levels of intelligence, are either propelled towards or unable to build civilizations, unquote. Well, I got a new saying I'm putting out. When you get rid of the white race, who's going to do your thinking? I like that. D'Amigo's identity, Europa is just clever home-baked fascism, Taylor says. Well, however we get it, let's get it. You know, if fascism works, use it. Left-wing works, use it. Right-wing works, use it. These people want to create a totally authoritarian society. Well, that's what we need. That is organized along the lines of a police state. He said. This is why they hearken back to empires such as Greece and Rome with their posters. Well, those guys in Greece and Rome did pretty damn good. Jared Taylor, you phony bastard. It's no surprise then that D'Amigo prefers a strong man with the president for the presidential election. Quote, if Donald Trump becomes president and keeps his word, we may have a chance to save the country, albeit a very small one, if we can continue to move the goalposts in our direction. Well, sorry, D'Amigo, you missed the bus on that. You missed the train on that. It's not going to be Donald Trump. Number one, he's not smart enough. And if you're talking about fascism, he's not fascist enough. And he's into more armaments for the war machine to kill white people and kill other innocent people around the world. So forget Donald Trump. One of the students have quipped out on us, he told the Daily Beast, and I'm not sure it will happen in good time. Well, there you go, boys and girls. Another right-wing pops up, right-winger pops up, same old shit, new day, same story. But instead of going lone wolf and infiltrating, burrowing in anywhere you can, no matter what level it is, they still want to play this organization game, which is so easy to destroy an organization. I mean, this guy just barely got started and it's going down the tube. Because the old right wing, which Jared Taylor and Duke and all these people represent, they don't want any competition. They don't want any competition, and they don't want to get out of the right wing situation. So they go along with the conservatives most of the time. And Duke pretends to be a Christian. He's no more Christian than my dog. None of these guys will come out and just say what it means. We need white rebellion. There's a lot of top people in this country need to be killed. I'm not advocating anybody to do it, but I'm saying it needs to be done at some point. We need needs to be something much more than this putting up posters around the university. Much more. But you have to decide as a lone wolf when that's going to be. My own personal belief is it's too early. Some people would say it's too late, but I say it's too early. We need a breakdown. We need an economic breakdown, which we're on the verge of right now, starting probably in Europe, coming over here, and things like that. And then social turmoil will do the rest. And then it'll depend on might makes right. Either we got the balls or we don't. The Johnsons and the Taylors in the right wing are just more clowns that are still living off the image of Dr. Pierce. And I don't care what you want to say. I must say that in some ways I like Dr. Pierce, but he was off, way off with his right wing stuff. And he should have known better because at heart he was a National Socialist. He wore the shirt. He followed George Lincoln Rockwell, but he gradually just melted over into the white wing conservative racial situation. Here's this fellow that started this outfit. See what he's got to say.
As a two-time war veteran who suffers from PTSD to this day, because I've seen people exploit as a combat engineer serving behind the infantry who invaded, who crossed Saddam Canal, where my mission was to build a medium girder bridge to clear landmines and all that, I have every right to chime in on this PTSD gaffe, apparently, that Donald Trump made. Well, let me say this. He made no gaffe. He spoke the truth. He was, first of all, speaking in front of veterans and people who served, and he's saying, you guys have seen things that these other people have seen, but they're unable to handle it like you have. This is a true statement. This can be done with anything. For example, women who get raped. Some women commit suicide. They can't handle it. Other women deal with it. They don't get over it. And some women do get over it. The same thing with PTSD. First of all, PTSD comes in various degrees. And even those who suffer similar forms of PTSD don't always handle it the same, because no human being is identical. We're all different, and we handle things differently. And Donald Trump is acknowledging that in front of these people. He's saying, you guys are strong enough to deal with this on your own. And there are people who have suffered the same as you who are unable to deal with it. That's all he said. And they need our help, is what he's saying. He's appealing to these people, saying, we need to help your fellow Marines, sailors, airmen, and soldiers who are having trouble, especially those who are killing themselves. We need to prevent suicide. And I have a friend. He was a sniper. He had to kill children because these children were armed, shooting at his Marines. He has terrible experiences. He tells me about them. He wakes up at night. He sees these children at the end of his bed. How can you compare his experience to mine? You can't do that. And he almost took his life. He put a gun in his mouth. Luckily, his girlfriend jumped in the bathroom and took the gun out. Does that make him weak or strong? We're all dealing with PTSD. All of us are strong. But some of us aren't handling it that well. And we need more help. And that's what Donald Trump was saying. He wasn't in front of coal miners making fun of Marines behind their back. Oh, yeah, you coal miners are strong, but these veterans who kill themselves are weak. No, he was talking to veterans and saying, there are people in your community. There's 22 people killing themselves every day. They're not handling it well enough. We need to help them. That's what he's saying, because he's a compassionate man. And the media is just deplorable.
There you go. The same old pro-military bullshit. This is an all-voluntary situation. Nobody forced him to go to the Middle East. This is this misappropriated patriotism, which means nothing, not only to the white race, but to a lot of other people. I mean, you know, what are you doing over there bombing the shit and blowing the shit out of things? It wasn't our business. These countries are not our business. It's a corporation's business, of which you're doing as a lackey, doing their fighting for them to protect their interests. That's what they always say on the news, isn't it? We have to protect our interests. Well, our interest is a corporation interest. It's not our racial interest at all. And see, these guys get off the beam. They get off the mark, and they get all screwed up. If you didn't go over there, you wouldn't have PTSD. I mean, you know, national defense, you're over there blowing the shit out of all these countries. The United States doesn't have enemies, we make enemies. I'm not saying everybody in the world is our friend, but we make enemies wherever we go because we do things to them that cause them to want to be our enemy. If I was a Syrian or Iraqi, and people are in my country from some other country halfway around the world, and they're blowing the shit out of everything, I'd shoot anyone I could find. I'd blow the shit out of every U.S. soldier I could find if I was of those countries, and they were blowing my houses up and bombing my wedding parties and everything else. Doesn't anybody out there get it that white racialism doesn't have anything to do with raiding other countries that way? And bombing everybody and so forth, and killing kids and everything. That's got nothing to do with white separatism. In fact, it makes it worse, because now they want to bring the people left over, ragtag people, into more into a white country, or so-called white country, of which the United States is no longer a white country. Anybody that says it is really screwed up. But these guys keep coming up with this stuff. Right wing. Trump says, we got to have a big, strong stronger military. Our military isn't strong enough. We got enough goddamn weapons to blow up the world. We got the atomic bombs and everything else, which you don't need any more weapons. You got too many weapons. You got to get rid of some weapons and get rid of those atomic bombs, that's for sure. And you know what? I think Russia would go along with that. I think Russia could be dealt with, said, look, if you take your nuclear arms and put them away, we'll put ours away. I have more confidence in the leadership, really, of Russia than I do in the United States. Not that I have super confidence in Putin, but he seems to be more rational than the military-industrial complex in this country. Maybe that's why the other day some people in New York City unfurled that giant flag, you know, Putin for Peace, off the bridge. Now, I'm not following any super leader. I don't trust any of them. But I still say we are causing and creating our own enemies that are killing lots of white people. If the non-whites want to go over there and fight for those corporations, I guess there's nothing we can do about it. But we got to get white people out of this war craze. These young kids are playing these movies and games, electronic games, kill, 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 kill. I believe in personal combat. I have nothing wrong. I don't see anything wrong with personal combat, if need be. But I certainly don't support modern warfare, especially in countries where we shouldn't be. If you talk to some young guys once in a while, or even students or somebody that's mixed up in this kind of stuff, I wish you'd tell them what I said, and hopefully it'll get into their head. What's happening now is the same thing I went through in the Vietnam situation, when I was brainwashed as a super anti-communist, and I was ready to go any way the government wanted me to go on this right-wing stuff, to go over there and blow the shit out of 1 million Vietnamese. But nobody really ever asked, well, what did the Vietnamese do to us? Why, you know, Gulf of Tonkin? Another lie by Johnson to start the war. I mean, you know, we screwed up back then, and I discovered that partway or halfway through the war, and I left the war situation and refused to pay my income taxes to support the war. So I've been anti-war ever since. If you got kids coming out of high school and so forth like that, and they're talking about going in the military and going overseas and getting in that crap over there, you better do everything you can to dissuade them. I mean, break a leg if you have to, but keep them out of that bullshit. Don't worry, our war is here, and it hasn't begun in earnest yet, but it will. See techie beaten, haircut with knife in alleged hate crime in U.S. New York. A group of guys jumped a Sikh and knocked off his turban and cut his unshorn hair. Well, I don't advocate that type of thing, but I'd be more positive about it than going over to the Middle East and blowing somebody's head off. I mean, you know. Yeah, the Sikh Coalition, a national civil rights organization. Well, they are not identifying with America, that's for sure. They're still the Sikhs, even though they're thousands of miles away from Sikhton. A national civil rights organization called Friday for a hate crime investigation into unprovoked attack on a man in Richmond Hill neighborhood. They don't like to be around these people. There's a sizable amount of people in this country don't like these foreign people coming in, and you think you can change that? You can't change that. Mon Singh Khalsa, a 41-year-old father, IT specialist, and caregiver for the elderly Sikhs, was driving about 9 p.m. on September 25th when he encountered the alleged assailants while stopped at a red light near Hilltop Mall Drive, about half a mile from his home, according to a letter from the Sikh Coalition addressed to the local police prosecutors. A man riding in a white Ford F-150 threw a beer can at his car wholly unprovoked. No, it wasn't provoked. He didn't like you. He doesn't like what you look like. He doesn't like where you came from. And he prefer not having you around. After Colossae rolled down his window to question the action, why'd you do that for? The five or six white men in the vehicle cursed at him, the letter said. One exited the vehicle, prompting Colossae to drive on and down 9/11. They threw a beer can at me. How many times in your life have somebody thrown a beer can at me? I've had a lot of beer cans thrown at me. They throw them in front of the house all the time. But let's see here. But at the next red light, the suspects rolled up again, and three men exited their vehicle and attacked Colossae through his window, knocking off his Sikh turban. Well, that's a hate crime. And hitting his face repeatedly. Gee, I'd like to have a nickel for every time my face was hit in a fight. His assailant shouted, "Cut his hair!" Pulled his head down out of the window by his hair and cut a fistful of his religiously mandated hair with a knife, the complaint said. Now, of course, how do they know it's religious? Well, that's bullshit anyhow. Colossae drove off and was instructed by the 911 operator to wait for police by a gas station. He suffered cuts to his fingers and hands requiring stitches, a swollen black eye, teeth damage, and deep humiliation. Oh, the Sikh coalition statement said. Well, frankly, Charlotte, I don't give a damn anymore. Once I would have been a little timid about this, but now, Charlotte, I don't give a damn if the Sikh got his beard cut off. The letter indicates that the two suspects have been arrested in connection with the attack. Well, they're going to get 99 years in the electric chair, believe me. That's why when you go out, don't get drunk and screw around. If you've got something to do, do it right. But don't screw around getting drunk and going out and driving around looking for a target. The day will come when you'll have all the targets you want, believe me. Oh, this is how screwy it's getting. Mississauga Mayor Bonnie Crombie says she has filed a hate crime complaint with the Peel Police after a local website published an article claiming the mayor is trying to convert the city to Islam so they can kill her son just for being gay. Well, so what? That's their opinion, whoever put it up. The article published by the Missaugi Gazette on Friday also claims that Crombie won't rest until all girls in Missaugi are victims of rich rapists. Well, that happens all the time. Bill Clinton's a good example, describing the actions of Muslim boys in Missaugi high schools, claiming they routinely assault girls. Yep, that's what happens. Racism and flat-out lies have no place in Missaugi, Crombie said Saturday. Oh, they don't? Maybe I'll move to Missaugi and give you a dose. I was very disturbed that I've sent the article to the Peel Police. To paint any group like this based on religion or ethnicity or anything is reprehensible. Well, just call me reprehensible. I like reprehensible. Do you like reprehensible? Crombie said she has also contacted her own lawyer to address what she believes is libel against her. The article listed author is Acton Michaels, identified as the Gazette's editor-in-chief. He did not respond to the Star. A man who confirmed to the Star that he was a webmaster and co-owner of the Gazette said that though he might have posted the article, he is not responsible for it. I'm responsible for the stuff. I write. Everybody else, I just put the content up, said Kevin Johnson. Well, Kevin, you can just say, blame Tom Metzger. He gave you the article, and he said all those things. So if that makes you feel better, chicken shit. To be honest with you, I didn't entirely read the article. I just knew it was about young ladies being pestered by Muslim boys at high school. Boy, you see how most white people are such cowards? You know, they won't come out and give it to anybody in the face. Wow. Well, that's it. I did it again. I cut the show in two. I've got a small part I've got to add on, so we'll have to do this a little bit more. I'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow is Tuesday. Tuesday, here in the bunker. 14-5, and don't get wound up with any of this right-wing bullshit organizations, because you're going nowhere. I know. I was in all of them, and I went nowhere.